Minutes of Mayhem.com presentation.
Now, the thing is, I must admit, I personally don't remember my first kiss. Does that mean there's something wrong with me?
No, it's definitely an individual experience. And I think it's a little more likely to be this vivid memory in men versus women, because there's actually a lot of differences between men and women and the kissing experience. But it's important for all of us, and that's the most important thing to remember.
So, just to put this in a nutshell then, for those that aren't quite getting the message, what we're saying is that when a man is Mac Daddying with his girlfriend, he's thinking, right, any second now, I'm going to get some. Whereas the lady, she's thinking, I love this. Oh, his tongue is so sensual. That's basically what we're saying.
That was outstanding.
I could write your book in one chapter, love. That's brilliant. So, I mean,
well, in both partners, there is an associated rise in a hormone called oxytocin. So it is important for maintaining a bond in men and women, a sense of attachment. It feels great. Our lips are so sensitive. They're packed with nerve endings. So it's going to be really pleasurable for everyone. But in terms of how much it matters in relationships, men seem to be just fine proceeding on to sex without a kiss, whereas women are usually going, are you saying I'd be a prostitute? Why wouldn't I kiss someone? So it's a bit different.
A personalish question. Do you have a man in your life, Cheryl?
I do. My husband is pretty, I think, interested or excited or embarrassed sometimes to be married to the woman who wrote the book.
I mean, it must be absolutely hell for him, because he must surely have a little checklist of things that he has to do while he's making out with you, right? Do you ever look at him and do you ever say, you've got 5 minutes, you better do your time before you get anywhere near my filthy thing?
Well, we've been kissing for a few years before I started writing the book, so he doesn't have too much to worry about. But I know he got teased by his colleagues and friends a lot as I was writing. They said, oh, don't you need to be around so your wife can do research? And that sort of thing.
Tell us exactly how we can get hold of your book and what it's called and everything, because I think a lot of people now are going to be wanting to impress their wives and girlfriends with actually just spending a little bit more time and getting that tongue moistened. In the mouth, I meant.
Well, men love tongue kissing. Women usually not so much. And there's actually testosterone in your saliva that's going to enhance a woman's libido if you're a guy. So it's to your advantage to do that. My book should be on sale all over. I'm definitely on Amazon and websites like that. So hopefully it's a great present for Valentine's Day.
It sounds like, I've got to pick up on something you just said. I was going to literally let you go then, but then you mentioned about how men like the tongue kissing and ladies don't. So you're telling me that when I watch Girls Gone Wild and he's full on putting it in her mouth, the tongue that is, you're telling me that the lady isn't enjoying that quite as much as he makes out?
Well, so women are often complaining of too much tongue. There was this great survey of thousands of people in New York, and women were always going, oh, too wet, sloppy tongue, that's gross. And men are going, oh, it's the best thing. You can tell how she's going to be sexually later. But it makes a lot of sense in terms of evolutionary biology, because over time, if a guy is open-mouth kissing the same woman for weeks or months, she might have an enhanced libido because of all that testosterone, and she might be more receptive to sex. So it's to a guy's advantage to do lots of saliva swapping during a kiss.
So basically then what you're saying is the porn thing isn't that inaccurate after all.
Well, porn might be inaccurate for other reasons, but
they've nailed it on the kissing. Yeah. Wow. So in other words, when you're in a marriage, because let's face it, many marriages, what happens is it's exciting for the first 10 minutes, and then immediately after the wedding night, we stop doing the whole full mouth kissing, and we do the kiss on the cheek, and we go to bed, dear, because I'm tired. You're saying if we started full on with the mouths, then we're going to get it back on again.
Well, I think you bring up a really important point, and that's not to let kissing fall by the wayside when you've been with someone a while, because it is really important. Stimulates a lot of great hormones and neurotransmitters to keep the relationship going strong, to keep that bond going. And it causes great sound effects in people like you who imitate it. So but kissing's really important and matters, so keep kissing the person you love. We should all be kissing more.